7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome, friends, to episode 24 of Color Magic, where we are trying to make the most of this thing being separated, isolated from everybody right now. But we are still bringing this to you. And as usual, I've got Brian Allen here with me. How's it going, man?
Hey, everybody. We are on, you know, we are on lockdown. Our city just got its first confirmed case earlier today. So, yeah, it's we knew that was probably going to happen, but it's still kind of a real thing when you actually hear, oh, yeah, it's here. It's right outside.
Yeah, y'all were due, I guess, sooner or later.
Yeah. I mean, there's too many people in Texas for it not to spread. So we knew it was.
Yeah, the one thing I will say about Texas, you know, having lived there forever, is even within the cities, there's a fair amount of stuff that's spread out. So you don't have the New York City issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, I will say we kind of have a benefit that we've already gotten used to recording being in two different locations.
This is true. We're...
There's no reason for us not to record. Like, this is kind of the way we already do things. And it's a good way to kind of give us something to keep us busy and take our minds off of stuff.
Technology is magical.
Speaking of, though, how are your kids handling everything?
You know, at first, all they really heard is, oh my God, school is out for the rest of the year. And yeah, that was a couple of days ago. Now it's sinking in like, oh, can we go to Altitude Trampoline Park? Nope, closed. Can we go to Chuck E. Cheese? No, that's closed too.
Yeah.
What can we do? We can look at each other a lot.
Yeah, that's a tough one, you know, because I remember when I was younger, like everything I wanted to do involved some activity with other kids or some other venue, you know, whether it's going out to play sports or just outside mess around building stuff or whatever. Not being able to do that now is a little rough.
This is one of the things I've realized, you know, as I've worked from home and create content, you know, it's one thing, you know, when you had to go somewhere 8 hours a day, like, oh, okay, now I actually get some time to play this game. But that makes it more special, you know, when you actually get time to play the game as opposed to it's my job now to play games. I got to make this look good.
Yeah, you know, that is a big deal. You know, I will say it's cool at least being one of the nerds that has a bunch of individual hobbies. Like, there's things, obviously, like I'd like to get out and play some disc golf or whatever. Probably not the safest thing to do right now. No. But I still have, like, the gardening and stuff here at the house. I've got my animals to mess with. Obviously, I've got content creation. You know, I have some games I can play or decks I can build. So I feel like that's a benefit. Like, it's weird as it is, right? We grew up being these nerds that, like, we're always kind of isolated and always at these other... And now we're the ones that, like, oh, we've been practicing for this our whole lives.
Yep. And even we realize, like, okay, yeah, because my wife is very introverted, works from home. You think you didn't get out till you realize, oh, well, you know, we need some eggs. And you just would run out. And I would often run out at 2 a.m. when I realized we didn't need some. Oh, store's closed now. can't do that. That's what I did most of my shopping was when nobody else was in the store. And that's not an option I have now.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, most places are, I've seen a lot of cities and states even starting to put mandates where stuff has to close by either, depending on where you're at, between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Yeah. So, you know, this is some of my first experience going to Walmart at, let's say, 6 p.m. when everybody else is in there, and it's a madhouse.
Yeah. I've been pretty lucky here. You know, I went to, me and my wife each on two different trips went to Safeway here, and it wasn't nearly that bad. We both found what we needed. There was plenty of stuff. We stocked up with no problem. I went to Target yesterday, actually. And yeah, I found stuff. Hell, there was even toilet paper that everybody seems to be out of.
So, yeah. Can we buy some off of you? Because our stores, we had to go to two different stores. And of course, they were rationing by that point. So I just, never in my life have I wanted to buy toilet paper. And I'm not trying to hoard it. I just need enough roles to get us through the remainder of, you know, let's say the next couple of weeks. And no.
And, you know, and I have to admit, like, here's, it's one of the things I want to tell everybody, like, be cognizant of what you're buying. Like, this, I know this isn't magic talk, this isn't gamer talk, but this is a real thing. Because when I was at the store, I, like, it's just me and my woman here. Like, we don't need the economy size pack of toilet paper, right? But the only thing that was there were, you know, the big 24 and 36 packs or the 48 packs or whatever. So I'm like, obviously I'm not going to get the biggest one. So I'll just get the 24 pack or whatever. Like, it's still going to last the two, like, a couple months anyway. So, like, I'll just get that. But I could see people, like, coming in and immediately going straight to the big one regardless. And then I was thinking about other items. Like, if you're going to buy milk, and assuming, I mean, as long as you're not overly budget conscious, if there's another one that's like 10 or 20 cents more, but the one you're looking at is available for like people with their WIC cards and stuff to buy, leave that one.
Yeah.
You know, there's people who have restrictions on what they're going to be able to buy, people that have dietary issues and other things. Be kind to your fellow citizen and like leave that stuff for the people who are more limited. That's just the PSA for the week. Now, I do have some good news in all this. Not necessarily virus related, but if we're still stuck at home in another 3-4 weeks, people could probably get to enjoy it. I got an email from Wizards of the Coast, and they are actually going to make me one of their featured content creators for a week.
Nice.
Sometime in the next 2 months. I guess they pick so many people to have on each week. And then during that week, they will put me on for a day, I guess, on their main Twitch channel and promote my social media and other stuff. So that's pretty cool to get that news. So I can now have additional thing to focus on and talk to them about what day of the week, what stuff I'll probably be doing, you know.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that is, that's big stuff, people. It doesn't happen to just anybody.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how many people they're picking or if this is part of the new program or what. I have no idea, but it's cool. You know, I'm glad to be able to participate in it. And like I said, it's good news in the middle of all this other stuff happening.
Definitely.
Speaking of which, I want to remind everybody that we do have a Patreon page if you would like to support us during this wacky time, which I would appreciate it because I actually had some interviews lined up I was supposed to do, and I can't do those now. I got some emails telling me that there's nobody in the office, so those are postponed indefinitely.
And comedy shows, I probably don't need to tell you, a large number of those are not happening right now.
I will also say, too, another thing that kind of hurt me is that with all the events getting canceled and then stores having to close up and everything else, I actually ended up with even content videos I had lined up. I was going to do 4 interviews with store owners, and then there was going to be 3 different events I was going to do videos and make content from. And those all got canceled, obviously. Yeah. So, you know, any little bit along the way helps. But I do want to say we had another, I will use their screen name, not their real name, but Poppertastic did go to our Patreon, and we have a new patron. So thank you, Poppertastic. And I will get one of our custom postcards out to you. That will go in the mail by probably tomorrow, actually Friday. You should probably be seeing this. Well, you won't see it on Friday. You'll probably get it on Monday, but it will get in the mail.
Post office is way more efficient than my post office.
Yeah, ours is really good and it's still functioning. I've been sending stuff out to people for various reasons and they've been getting stuff normally in like between 3 and 5 days for the most part. If they're in the U.S. Stuff still seems to be getting to Australia in about 3 weeks. And then usually takes, well, recently it's taken up to another like 3 weeks to get through customs, but yeah. It at least gets there. But yeah, I also want to toss out there, like if you have anybody else that you listen to on their podcast or you go watch their streams or you're partaking in their like YouTube videos or whatever, try to support them if you can. Like there's several of those people who go out, like I said, even in my case, like, you know, people that are in the same situation I am, where they go out, they're trying to make content, trying to go review all these things. There's products they can't get shipped to them right now. You know, there's just tons of things that are blocking people. So they're still trying to find, I'm talking to a few people right now that are just trying to find creative ways to keep coming up with things that are at least engaging and interesting and aren't just harping on, you know, everybody being isolated, you know, trying to come up with creative content. So if you can, you know, toss a dollar or two their way on their Patreons. If you see them on Twitch, see if you can donate like a dollar, you know.
Yeah.
Or if you haven't used your free Prime sub on Twitch, toss that to somebody. Don't let it go unrewarded. Like, even if you rotate it around for the next 2 or 3 months to give it to a different person, just at least let it get used, because that's free money you're not assigning to somebody, and there's people who would totally appreciate that right now.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be pressing the minions into service for content creation, because, hey, they're, you know... Anything to stop all of us from going stir crazy.
Yeah, you do use whatever resources you have, man. Hell, I'll resort to doing an ASMR of me just combing my cat. Just let the cat purr for 45 minutes while I pet him. You know,
and the chickens. Got to get the chickens in there too, some kind of way.
I don't think I could do chicken ASMR. They get too loud. Couldn't really do that. But I could do videos of them. And people would be messing with the chickens. I could do that if anybody wanted to see it.
If you could teach a chicken to whisper, man, you'd probably corner the market.
I have seen chickens that can play the piano.
I saw that. I didn't see it myself. A friend of mine that's a reporter saw a chicken that's an Elvis impersonator. I swear to God, I'm not making that up.
Well, that's much better than playing a piano. That's you out Whataburgered me. So yeah, what did we learn last week? I have something on here, but I want to, well, actually, let me get the more serious thing out of the way first.
Okay.
That while I was researching stuff about the virus, it did turn out that the largest number of people that are actually patients right now related to COVID are in what we've been referring to as the safe range of, you know, 22 to about 45. So what this means is, like, people are still getting sick and people are still having to be hospitalized. They may not be dying to it, but they are getting sick from it. So, you know, though you may not die, you might, A, be miserable for like a month.
Yeah.
Or B, end up with an ailment, because you know how it is. When you get hospitalized for stuff, sometimes your body just gets damaged and that doesn't go away. So just be careful out there, regardless of what age you are. Be aware you can spread it and you can still catch something and it can be real bad. Now, on the lighter side, because I mentioned Whataburger just out of the blue there, I found out while I was streaming from one of my viewers, they asked, because I have a thing where you can spend some channel points to ask me a personal question. And it's one of the, like, the 10 or 12 things I have on there. But anyway, they cash it in and they asked me what I thought was a very easy question. And they said, what's your favorite item on the menu at Whataburger? And I'm like, oh, well, this is obviously easy. It's the honey butter chicken biscuit, right? Like, anybody who's been to Whataburger knows this is the answer. And I was like, oh, well, some of y'all don't have Whataburgers, so you probably don't know what I'm referring to. And he's like, oh, no, like, we have those here. And I'm like, oh, are you in Texas? Like, no, he says, I'm from Virginia. I was like, wait, what? I didn't realize Whataburger was that far out there. Like, because I knew there was, like, Texas, I think, like, Arkansas, New Mexico.
Louisiana, but, yeah. I know, has Whataburgers, obviously.
Yeah, but apparently they're all the way out. They're, like, in Florida. They're, like, Whataburger's been branching out for a long time. And apparently this has been a while, because he said he's been, as far as he could remember, at least 10 years back, having gone to one. So, my childhood's been a lie.
Yeah. I actually had a friend that lives up north that didn't think that was a real thing. They thought that was just something King of the Hill made up because it sounded funny.
No, it's more than just Texas. It
sound like something you made up. Where you going to eat? Whataburger?
Yeah. And see, and that's the thing. Like, if you're Texas, you kind of say, like, water. Like, yeah. It's like, what? It's like the word what with an E-R. So it's like Whataburger. Whereas if you're from out of Texas, it just sounds like Whataburger. But yeah, so now I have to go assess my childhood all over again, because apparently Whataburger isn't just largely a Texas thing like I thought it was. But anyway, what did you pick up?
My daughter Gabby actually told me about this, because again, you know, they're going to be out for a minute, so they're reading all kinds of interesting things. Strawberries are not berries, but bananas are berries.
Yeah, I guess by definition, because to be a berry, you have to have your seeds on the inside.
Well, it says from the botanical sense, and I'm straight reading from the stuff she pointed me to. Apparently, strawberries and raspberries come from a single flower with one ovary, so they're technically not berries.
Oh.
True berries apparently come from one flower with one ovary and have several seeds. And bananas do have seeds, it's just they're so small you don't even notice them.
Yeah. Interesting. I did not know that was the definition on how we classified those.
I didn't either. And that's from my 9-year-old daughter bringing us the botany knowledge.
Well, now I know. Maybe I need to get that little shooting star sound for, like,
for real.
From the cartoons back then.
Knowing is half the battle. Anybody, we got to tell the kids one day. When we were kids, we only could watch cartoons in the afternoon and on Saturday mornings. Y'all don't know that struggle.
For real. You would get up at like 8 o'clock, grab a bowl of cereal, and you didn't move until 11:30.
For real. And I mean, whatever time they put Super Friends on, we got up. 6 a.m. All right. Super Friends.
Oh, man.
And as the ratings went down, it kept getting earlier and earlier until we were up at 5 a.m. looking like fishermen.
True.
But we didn't care.
So another thing I want to talk about is how are game stores adjusting to the isolation situation, as we'll call it. And, well, to promote myself a little bit here, I did put up a video, I guess over a week ago now, with some tips for local game stores and players on, if you have to visit your store, here's some things you could do to help the store stay cleaner and not pass viral stuff around, you know. And it's actually done pretty well, surprisingly. It's one of my better videos, so I'm glad people have responded to it. And there's a couple of little tips in there that I guess people weren't aware of. But yeah, go check that out. Please, if you haven't, let me know. And please like and subscribe while you're there.
They had a baby like right after that video, right? Almost.
Yeah. So the way they came together is I was thinking about putting this video together because I thought it'd be helpful, you know, just as all the big news was starting. And he was looking for a way to try to just be active in the community and get some stuff going. And he sends me a message and I was like, whoa, dude, I was actually just thinking about this. So we rushed to his store that night. I mean, literally, he sends me a message. I sent you a message like, hey, we need to cancel recording because I need to go to this guy's store. And went down there. We're there for sometime be an hour and a half and 2 hours. Like literally just going, hey, okay, we want to talk about this. Let's get a shot of this. All right, let's go and let me get some footage of you doing this. You know. And I came home, stayed up, edited it, got it up the next morning. And as I was getting up to post it, I saw him post, or I saw a post from him on Facebook that sometime between the time we got done and a couple hours after, he had had his baby. So we were that close to a time. And he even said, like, dude, I don't know, it could be any minute now, you know. So we were rushing and barely got that together. So yeah, it was a cool story to pull that together, you know, despite everything that's going on right now.
I mean, thanks to them for doing that. That was great.
For sure. And that's Andy over at Next Level The Gamer's Den in Graham, Washington, by the way. I want to give him a shout out for that.
Because I remember, especially when my first kid was born, my mind was, I probably could not have done anything video related. I was like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I totally feel you. I am glad I have not had to go through that because I would probably be a mess. Yeah, store owners, though, I still keep in contact with a lot of them, and everybody's trying to take some different actions right now. Obviously, a lot of them have canceled their events, which is kind of like the easy, obvious thing, especially considering a lot of states have now have mandates. You can't have what started out as no gatherings larger than 250. Then they came down to 50, and now in a lot of places, it's down to 10. So it's hard to do an event in a game store that's not going to draw more than 10. So you're better off just canceling it at this point.
Yeah.
And it's a tough spot, right? Because a lot of these stores don't have big budgets. You know, they're operating, if they're not month to month, they've got a month window, maybe at best. And, you know, they have employees they're still worried about. And they have bills they're still going to have to pay, whether it's for merchandise or utilities or rent or whatever. So they're trying to come up with some creative things to keep business going. You know, now, one of them that has come up that's been really big is going online and making gift cards and some of their new release product available on their websites, which is really cool, honestly. And apparently it's really easy to do, even if you use, say, like Square. You can actually set up a Square site to do that, even if you don't use it as your main like credit card processing, which is kind of cool. You just have to have an account. So if they have stuff attached to their store or their business account or whatever, you can go and you can buy gift cards. You can still purchase and help them out during this time. So when things pass, you can go and just spend your money there. So that's a thing that if you have a store owner who doesn't know what to do, recommend that one. That's one that a lot of people are doing right now, and it's been really good. Another is that several of them have started offering curbside service or delivery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. So some of them are doing it where they either have you come up and you just call into the store that you're outside and they'll just bring it out to you. Usually, you know, you've already done your sale online or you've called them and given your credit card number or whatever. So the purchase is done. They just have to walk it out to you. Though in a few cases, they do have some people come up and they're like looking for one thing. You know, they just go out to the car, get their card, run it, and then come out and bring the product and the card back to them. I've also talked to a few that they're basically setting up a table near the door that's got like everything already boxed or bagged up. So when the person gets there, an employee just has to check their ID or whatever. Okay, cool. This is your package. And then they pick it up and walk out. So they have minimal time inside the store exposed to other people. And that's cool because, like, if you're going to be, I mean, at this rate, we're probably, well, we know for sure we're all going to be bunkered up for at least another 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Like, some people are already going stir crazy. And having a game to play or something to distract you or a new book to read or who knows, like, there's a ton of things you can get at your local game store, but something to just keep you busy, even if it's just to get you through 3 days, 4 days, or whatever, could still be really good. And it's cool that these stores are finding ways that despite their normal business being interrupted, like they're still finding ways to take care of everybody. I've also seen a lot of them double down on their cleaning practices, which is good. I've seen some where they've been sharing, I guess, because Mystery Booster came out last week and they had hand sanitizer on every table. They had rules on how you had to use it if you were going to participate in the draft. Some people had gotten gloves for everybody. So just the little nitrile gloves. But that way people weren't getting germs all over everything. You know, so it's good to see everybody at least trying to make the most of the situation and finding different new creative solutions, because this is a weird situation that nobody has a real plan for, and they're thinking outside the box to make things happen and keep things moving. And, you know, as gamer dorks, we like having our stores to go visit and go to and have a place to meet our friends. So having a way that we can still support these places is nice.
We've talked about that. That's like my second family. And I think yours too. I mean, that's literally how we know each other. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the things I've said before is that I've never felt like I wasn't going to have a group to engage with because I'm a gamer, right? Whether I've traveled somewhere alone or I move to a new city or area. Like, I know I could load up a couple of games, a magic deck, and a couple of D&D books, and any store I walk into, I'm going to find people. Right? Any geek-related event I go to, there's going to be people that want to engage, that are looking for somebody to play their favorite game with, or they're just looking to engage new people, you know? And that's, if we lose these places, that's going to really suck. And regardless of what goes on, whether the government's sending people checks or, you know, they get a mortgage or rent reprieve or whatever, it's still going to be really hard on a lot of these stores.
Yeah.
And we're going to lose some number of them. So all I can say is, like, and I know everybody's going to be tight for a while. Like, totally understand that. I'm just saying, if you can, or you can budget for it, even if it's just $20, you know, and you spread it around between one or two stores and one or two content creators or whatever, like, please do so right now, or we're going to lose a lot of your favorite sources.
And boy, when we can get out and play Paper Magic again, I can't wait to be at those first tournaments. You know, they're going to be...
Oh, dude, utterly. I'm with you. I am just already thinking about, oh man, I haven't been to play, like, because I already hadn't been in like 3 weeks or something because I've been busy just doing other stuff. And then as I get prepared to go back out and participate in some more events, it's like, oh, well, everything's shut down. So by the time I get to do an actual paper tournament again, it's going to be like 6 or 7 weeks probably in total.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah. So it's a weird time, man. I don't really know. Like, I've been trying to help people keep their spirits up and give advice where I could for dealing with things. But some of it is we're just having to get creative and think differently, because this is something, you know, like we talked about off the air, this is literally a once in 100 year thing.
Yeah. I can confirm many moons ago, I was a police reporter, and yeah, it's nothing that I can, and I've been talking to other reporters and trying to think, is there anything that we remember that it was even kind of sort of like this? And no, not really. I mean.
No, there's not been a thing where every business, every school, every person, every country has been affected at the same time. And I think that's what makes this unique, because we're all having to find solutions to new problems, right? Because we aren't even shipping some things internationally right now. Like, some things are going to have a longer ship time because even Amazon has had to make adjustments for making sure essentials, you know, health supplies, you know, whatever, are being prioritized and getting stocked. Everything else is backed up for days. And
even once we're able to start getting out again, we're looking ahead as streamers, like, some of these games are more than likely, especially some of the indie games, are probably going to miss some ship dates and some release dates.
Well, yeah, or if they even are getting, if they're, especially if they're newer games, are they even getting the sales right now? Because everybody's shifting to either essentials or spending money on things they already know. They're not taking the gambles on those new products right now.
I was playing Overwatch last night, and Blizzard saying, we apologize, people are attacking our servers, because I guess the hackers are stuck at home too and have nothing better to do with their time.
Oh my God. Like, here's the deal. Like, I doubt we have any hackers listening to us, because we ain't that type of show. But if there happens to be, why the hell are you jacking around with things that are just going to affect the average person? Like, if you really want to affect people, go hack, like, I don't know, JP Morgan Chase and
clear everybody. Magic podcaster calls for communist revolution. Let's see it now.
No. I'm just saying, though, like, if you want to really hack something that's going to matter, like, go erase some people's student loan debt or something. You know, like, what are you doing messing around with, like, a video game server while everybody's just trying to goof around while they're stuck at home?
Hashtag Mr. Robot.
Yeah, exactly. Do something. I mean, there's got to be a better thing you could be hacking into. Like, you could literally just either be a nuisance to the average person for no reason, or for the most part, be a hero to a lot of those same people. Like, take your pick.
And I think the cue just played Robber of the Rich.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm at right now. Oh, speaking of, I did actually, I don't, for those of you who don't know, I don't play a lot of blue decks. I play pretty much everything else. Occasionally I'll play some blue when I can find a way to play it where it's more interactive instead of like slow and just dragging. But I did post a deck that has some blue cards in it yesterday. And I'll probably be playing it on stream again tonight. So okay, if y'all want to see a rare situation, that's going on right now. But I have the deck over on my YouTube page if somebody wants to see it. But like I said, on streaming, I'll be playing it probably for the next couple of days while I try to make my way up to Mythic. So we do have some other news as well.
Is that harder? Have you gotten the feel yet for, are there a lot more people playing Arena right now because they're at home? Or
I have a large feeling that the majority of people who wanted to play Arena already played it.
Okay.
I'm sure there's an increase, but I don't think it's one of those ones where like, oh man, there's like 50% more people playing, or, you know, there's probably like a, if I was guessing, maybe like a 10% increase. So you really haven't felt the difference that much. I do know I'm getting a few more hits on some videos and stuff. I have some people commenting on things and I get a few more messages. So people are definitely absorbing more content while they're at home. So we do see that. What's that?
It's our time to shine.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. I mean, that's the other thing too, right? If you are a content creator, now is the time to double down, right? You, if you can come up with something creative or something worthwhile or give people some meaning or whatever, some type of substantial content, now is the time to get it out there. There's people who might not have seen you otherwise that are going to see you now. And this is going to be one of the best changes you have. And it's not like you're going out and doing a bunch of other stuff.
No.
And like I said, it hurt. I'm not going to lie, because I was already booking plane tickets and I was getting equipment ready and, you know, all this stuff. And basically I had 7 pieces of content minimum, between 7 and 9, but minimum of 7 just gone. So it's like, great, pivot and start doing other things. Like, what previously has been working? Great, let me put out a couple more of those. Okay, I have this other content that's relevant to today. Let me put that out there, you know, and just knock stuff out for now.
We lost just take your advantage XFL. I know you're crushed. It was just starting to get good.
Yeah, but it's okay. They said there's going to be season 2 and 3 at least, so that's fine.
WrestleMania is going to be in an empty building. That's going to be...
But you know what? That's another example, though, right? Like, we're having to think outside the box right now. Like, how do you keep things going? And yeah, it's going to be weird. I watched the last 2 shows WWE did with nobody in the audience.
Man, it was just bizarre, to put it mildly.
And that's why I was saying, like, now some people really, like, canned it pretty hard, but it wasn't that bad. I will say it did show the difference between like people who can work in those environments and who can't when things shift. Because the segment with like Cena and Bray Wyatt were really good. Like that back and forth between them, awesome.
Yeah, there were some segments where I think actually were improved by not having the crowd try to, because there are definitely points where the crowd tries to take the show over.
Well, for sure, for sure. But, so you know,
were improved, and in contrast, that Stone Cold Steve Austin segment was an entire train wreck.
Yeah, but you know what? I give him credit for trying. Playing to the crowd, realizing there's no crowd there, and then trying to make it funny, right? And then still having, like, the announcers play along with him to try to, like, turn it into something. Like, cool. You know, I even heard a thing that was being discussed this last week was that MLB might do games with nobody in the stadium and consider miking up the players.
That is interesting.
So you have another level of engagement, even though you don't have the normal crowd reactions going on. But those are things that, like, baseball of all sports would never do.
I say this as a baseball fan. Yes, they are often years behind and reactionary.
Oh, dude. So, yeah. I still remember, I think it was when Spider-Man 2 was coming out. They wanted to do a promotion where they were going to pay a large amount of money. So the games, the weekend before it came out, they were just going to put like the Spider-Man logo on the bases. Seems totally fine, right?
Yeah.
Apparently baseball was like, well, we'll only do it if we can do it during warmups, but we won't have it out there during the actual game. I'm like, what? Like,
distracting or something?
Yeah, it literally does nothing. That's the thing. I was like, yeah, but that's baseball for you. That's what I'm saying. And that's how you know, like, the fact that they're willing, on top of having the other issue with the Astros having their electronics recently, like, the fact that they're even willing to discuss people being mic'd up tells you how different things are right now. But again, like I said, that just brings us back to everything else. Like, we just, things that you've been doing might be okay, but really assess and say, like, can they be better? Or are there things I could do specifically because of the situation we're in now? Like, maybe can you do a little three-part series since you know people are going to be home and they'll be looking for something each of the next 2 or 3 days, right? Like, maybe that's a thing you can do. That normally would be like, may not get that much engagement 3 days in a row, even if you spread it out over 3 weeks. But with everybody being at home, maybe, like, now's the time to try it if you're going to do it.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and I'm not a mathematician, so I can't swear that that's anything more than a cliche.
Yeah, that's what they say. That is what they say. So another thing we do want to talk about, there was an interesting, we'll call it cryptic message from one Mark Rosewater about Ikoria, which, by the way, to let you know the level of content I've been putting out, I also put out an Ikoria speculation video. So if you're looking for some cheap cards you might be able to pick up that could be worth something when Ikoria comes out, check out my video over on YouTube.
He's dropping all the content, folks.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm trying to stay busy, man. You know, got to take advantage of what we can right now.
Absolutely.
But he put out a thing that had like 20, I think it was 20, it was a lot, like a bunch of clues about Ikoria. So some interesting things. I'm just going to go down the list and we can kind of give just like a quick one or two statement kind of speculation here. But starting at the top, it says it's Magic's seventh egg. Which is interesting because I don't even know, like, I'm assuming just because we're on Ikoria and it's about big creatures, it's probably some other type of ruck egg of some type. Some giant big bird coming out of an egg.
It's the gobbledygooker.
Yeah, something. I don't know. Like, and it's weird that that's even included because it's kind of like, okay, so there's another egg. But who knows? It might even just be like a golden egg or special egg, you know, that does a thing. So that one's one that's like, okay, it's a fact, but I'm not sure it's necessarily like totally relevant. The next thing is there's a card that has the text 4 or more times this game. That's just interesting.
Yeah.
Because like, it's obviously something that like, if you've activated this ability 4 or more times this game, or if you've, I don't know, drawn an additional card on a turn 4 or more times this game. Like, I don't, there could be a lot of things.
If you do this 4 or more times a game, Oko is unbanned.
Yeah, who knows, right? Or is it even a thing where, like, is it more powerful if there's 2 of those in play that say that? Like, probably. But, like, I have no clue. There's a card with the text, total power 10 or less. I was thinking about this, and I don't even know. Like, oh, you know what it is? It's probably a sweeper of some kind.
That would seem to make sense, I would think.
Like, destroy total number, or destroy creatures with total power 10 or less? That probably could be a thing. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know why I just thought about that. That might be what that is, actually.
Here you go. Come on, breaking news and spoilers right here on Killer Magic.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
But makes... And it's not even out yet.
I'm just saying, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And it would be neat if you could kill one big thing or a bunch of little tiny critters.
Yeah, exactly. Be a great commander card, too. Destroy other big things, but leave your big thing on the table. The next one, Magic's largest power and toughness granting aura. Actually, it's interesting because it says specifically largest power slash toughness granting aura. Because I was thinking, like, does that mean it has the ability to give either power or toughness? Or is it giving both power and toughness? And I think we've had an aura that gives a creature 10 power. So this has to give at least 11. Or 11 toughness, I guess, the way it's worded. But either way, it's interesting, right?
So have they said somewhere, I guess, what the kind of overarching theme is supposed to be for Ikoria?
Yeah, the only thing we know at this point is that it's full of large beasts, or large creatures. I can't say beast because beast is after your creature type in Magic. But it's just a bunch of large things live there.
I like it already. Somebody plays a lot of green.
Yeah, probably. We'll have a lot of green. I did post in my speculation video, though, that it's very possible that this set could be light on blue. Because blue doesn't necessarily fit that narrative. Though there are, like, possible Krakens and stuff, but they may not just be that playable. But that could also be why we got so many quality blue cards in the last set or two.
That would make sense.
But yeah, going down the list, still have a couple more. A card with the text, X is the number of times this creature has mutated. I'm going to assume mutate is a new keyword.
I feel like that's a safe assumption.
But, I mean, I'm assuming it's just going to be like, whatever the cost is, you get, it mutates and it gets some size larger. Maybe it's like +1/+1, +2/+2, something like that. But it's pretty cool to have that just as a word in Magic. Like, a creature can mutate.
I hear the X-Men theme playing in the background.
Yeah, exactly. Magic's third and fourth card with zero is even in the reminder text.
Do what? That was a lot of math.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure. Like, usually if that's a thing, it's either choose a cost, and that's usually like probably like reveal the top card. The cost, if it's even, is this. If it's odd, is this, is probably it. But interesting that there's two cards that have that. But they could also be related to the same mechanic. It's possible it has something to do with like mutate or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
This is going to be some weird, wild stuff.
Three cards that have the text, different name or names. And that doesn't really feel like much. It's just kind of a thing. Like,
that could be one of those things where you go through somebody's deck and they take it out or they can't play a card with that name.
Yeah, exactly. Like it could be a few different things. So like that's one I didn't really read too much into. It's just like, all right, so it's just a fact. Not necessarily an overly relevant fact. Now the next one, which is wild, is 12 different types of counters. That feels like it's going to be a lot to keep up with.
For one set. Well, I guess it probably... Well, I guess there's 12 different types of mechanics that involve counters at this point.
Well, but this is like, okay, well, this creature might get +1/+1 counters. And then this creature might get egg counters.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, maybe mutate has to do with something that gets a mutation counter. Or what? I don't even know. Like, 12 different counters.
Listeners will probably be able to tell us exactly how many counters there are by next week.
Yeah, but 12 different types of counters is a lot to have in one set. One of the things they normally do is they usually like cap the number to maybe four or five different, just so you don't end up with a creature that has to have three different types of dice on it or something. Yeah. So you know what it's doing. So yeah, that's, get your dice ready. That's all I'm saying. Like that's what that means. A good thing you can buy from your stores right now, your local stores, get one of those little, with the small dice, the 36 count dice or whatever, get some of those and just get you a couple different ones so you can be ready. A card that says, choose a kind of counter at random. I guess to go with the previous one of there being a bunch of different types of counters. That is such weird text to have. Like, choose a type of counter at random. Though, it could be a card that says, like, remove all of a specific counter type. Choose that type at random or something.
Choose the form of the destroyer.
Yeah, so, like, maybe that's it? Like, I don't know. Or maybe it's an artifact. Like, you activate it, and then you choose a type of counter at random, remove all of those counters or something. So that could be kind of neat. Now, here's a fun one. A card with the text, remove 8 foreshadow counters. That's, so we know foreshadow is at least one type of those counters.
That's spooky sounding.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a black. It's either a black or a blue card for sure.
It would almost have to be.
Yeah. I can't imagine it's anything else. And that stuff is usually like remove 8 foreshadow counters, like destroy all creatures, you know, like that sort of thing. There's a cycle that players have been asking for over 10 years. I don't even know what that would be.
Huh?
So there's some, usually their cycle is like a set of 5 of something where each color gets a thing. But I don't even know. I mean,
that don't make no sense.
Is a pile of like 5 different D&D dragons? That'd be sweet. But yeah, I don't know what it'd be. Honestly, it could be a lot of things. I mean, Magic players ask for so much stuff. So there's no way to tell, man. It could, who knows what. Another fun thing he added here is he put some unique creature types that are in the set too. So these are just fun. There's a dinosaur turtle, a shark beast, this one that sounds scary as hell, a demon kraken.
Yeah, krakens and demons are both scary on their own.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're both bad. Elemental otter. Yeah, that's the one I was just kind of like, what? Amusingly,
cute yet dangerous.
Amusingly, a brush swag. And the reason this is interesting is the only other brush swag that's existed was a card, I believe, actually called brush swag from Mirage. Hellion horror. And a nightmare squirrel.
That's it. I don't care what else. Nightmare squirrel deck.
Yeah, so I don't even know. Like, the cool, what this says to me, though, is, now that I'm thinking about it, like, this set is going to have a lot of multicolor cards. Because think, like, okay, the dinosaur turtle could potentially, well, no, that's likely going to be blue-green.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, there are blue turtles, and there is a green turtle, I believe. The Meandering Tower Shell, I think it's a turtle. But could be either or both, I suppose. But, like, Shark Beast, I would guess, is also blue-green. Demon Kraken is blue black most likely. Elemental otter, I have no idea. That could be a 3-color thing for all I know.
Yeah, it's
Brushwag is probably just green. Hellion horror, I would guess, is black red. And then nightmare squirrel is black green, right? I mean, I can't imagine nightmare we're gonna have squirrel. That be anything else. But yeah, he also puts a reminder that the previews will be out or will begin on April 2nd. So if for some reason our isolation situation extends beyond April 2nd, you will be at least entertained for a week, as there will be Magic news to talk about every day. So that'll be a thing. So you know what that is? That's good news for us that at least there will be fresh magic content coming through the pipe within
glory, hallelujah.
So yeah, there will be things. So you know, we can keep ourselves
busy. Content creators let out multiple sighs of relief.
Yeah, we can hopefully hold on between now and then. But yeah, as we get kind of close to wrapping this episode up, I wanted to say we didn't really clear time for a dinner table talk segment this week. And that was very intentional. You know, we kind of looked at the news and the things going on and stuff everybody's dealing with and just didn't feel like this week was the time to find something to push on that level emotionally to dig at, you know. There were just other things to talk about that we thought would be reasonable.
Everything's already very heavy.
Yeah, extremely heavy. But we did want to just leave some positive messages out there, you know. Like I talked about a little bit, is like just be careful, like take care of other people, be conscious of what other people are dealing with. You know, like we're talking about, if it's even just a food thing when you're out shopping, be aware of what other people may need that you can do without. You know, if you have an older neighbor that's afraid to go to the store or whatever, if you could loan them some things or even go shop for them, offer that up. Like, it's a small thing, but it probably means the world to some of those people right now. And really take care of yourselves, you know? And I don't even mean just physically, like, yeah, we got to wash our hands and stuff, but, you know, try to keep your spirits up. If you can, go sit outside. The sun's starting to come out a lot in a lot of places. Go enjoy that. Like, just don't let it completely beat you down with everything going on. Like, you have anything you want to toss out there, Brian?
I think you said it. Just, you know, be kind to your neighbors. For those of you that have, you know, kids locked up in the house with you, y'all be kind to each other. Give each other breathing room when you need it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't have kids at the house. I'm sure those of you that do are dealing with a whole other set of issues that I don't even have to consider. Just find ways to be creative with this time. You know, this is one of those rare opportunities where, you know, we talk about, I wish I had more time off, or I wish I got to spend more time with my kids, or I wish I got to work on, I don't know, fixing my fence or whatever it is, right? Like, we're now kind of in a forced situation where why don't we take time to do those things and at least keep ourselves mentally refreshed while we can? You know, if you used to have a commute to work and you don't now, apply that to something else. Make that an hour of your day that you're going to spend for the next 2 weeks, I don't know, taking level one on some new language, or,
ooh, that's good,
starting a garden in your yard or whatever, right? Like, I mean, we've gained a lot. Granted, the stuff beyond this, we don't know what it's going to look like. And yes, we're going to be dealing with stuff, but are there things you could do or learn right now that could enrich your life after all this passes? Like I said, learning a language, cool. It makes you hireable for something else. Starting a garden, cool. It gives you a way to access more food. So if this does happen next time, maybe you save some money. Or is there bonding time? You could do a cool project with your kids. Or like I said, in my case, like, is there content I could make that I wouldn't be making otherwise? You know?
Make content with your chickens.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's a thing. So really just do what we can with this time. Really seriously, just try to stay sane during all this. Well, Brian, how can they find you on social media?
Okay, I am DL Caesar on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Alan's Ever After is our family-oriented YouTube channel.
And you can find me on most social media platforms at Power Dragon. That's PowerDragon. And I have a ton of stuff going up on YouTube right now, about every other day, it seems like. Right. Matter of fact, I have two things right now that I haven't even gotten edited yet that should be up in the next 2 days. But I'm also doing stuff over on Twitch if you want to come hang out on there. I'm on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 9 p.m. to midnight Pacific time. But otherwise, yeah, we're just going to close out with that. Thank you for supporting us during this. Thank you again to the new Patreon or patron. And again, if there's anything you can do to support people in the community, whether it's your store, content creators, event operators that aren't going to be running events right now, artists that aren't going to be able to make the convention circuit and sell their stuff, like, look at ways you can help support them. Even if it's just taking their information, their links, their social stuff, and retweeting it, sharing it, getting people to notice them, because now is a good time with everybody keeping their eyes on social media. Maybe they get some more viewers or people buying their stuff. Like, now is the time to really help out, because they're going to need it, seriously. But I think that's going to do it for us this week. So wherever you're listening from, whenever you're listening, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And stay safe out there. If you have a chance, please check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/colorofmagic. You can also find us on Facebook at Color of Magic. We're also over on Twitter and Twitch at Color of MTG. And we have a website you can check out, colorofmtg.com. Please share our episode with your friends and help us grow our base. As always, every little bit helps, and we appreciate your support.